Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Pressure is mounting for the U.S. Congress to update the nation's immigration laws, following a move by the state of Arizona to proceed on its own in the absence of federal action. President Barack Obama is encouraging lawmakers to act, hopeful that they may craft reforms that are grounded on fairness for both American citizens and those who hope to become one. Located along the U.S. border with Mexico, Arizona recently passed a law requiring non-citizens who are legally in the U.S. to carry documents proving their status. Police would be authorized to question anyone they reasonably suspect of being undocumented. Those found to be here illegally could be detained and turned over to federal authorities. Arizona's governor said drug violence along the border and the costs of uncontrolled immigration through her state required her to act. Authorities in Mexico fear that it could result in the harassment of their citizens traveling or working across the border, the busiest in the world, and they have spoken out against it. Other nations have expressed concern as well. The dispute renews a debate that has raged for many years in the U.S., how to control the nation's borders while still allowing the commerce and population growth that help fuel America's development and prosperity. Attracted by jobs and a better way of life, at least 11 million people are living in the U.S. illegally, federal authorities estimate. They play a key role in the U.S. economy, and remittance payments by foreign workers to their families abroad are an important source of revenue for many nations. Even the most ardent advocates of U.S. immigration reform agree the process should be regulated. As lawmakers work through the issue in the days ahead, President Obama will work with them to enact comprehensive immigration reform grounded in the principles of responsibility and accountability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.